up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Eliance's Heroes. Eliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Eliance's.
Unbelievable morning that it's going to be, because it's builders. You listen to the show, you will be a builder. You listen to the show, you'll be able to expand your business. Before I introduce our first hero, let me tell you others that are going to be on the show. We have, you know, Charles Lindbergh. We have the daughter of Charles Lindbergh, Reeve Lindbergh, with LindberghFoundation.org. Later on in the show, we're going to have Mark Blount. He is the former NBA basketball star with the Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, Denver Nuggets. Wait till you hear the incredible things of what he is doing. It's just absolutely incredible. But let's go ahead and let's get started with our next hero. He transformed the way in which you think about tea. Now imagine this, revolutionizing an entire industry. He's going to talk about that because he is the co-founder of, everyone in the world has heard it, China Mist. And you could reach him by going to chinamist.com or, of course, alliances.com. We have Dan Schweiker in the studio. Dan, why iced tea?
Because I went broke in the coffee business. Had to find another company or get a real job.
But what sparked it to go, okay, instead of going to get a real job, would have been, you know, a lot easier to do, you decided to say, hey, let's look at tea.
So my partner and I had been in the wholesale coffee business. Both of us went broke at it. So we were looking around at what we wanted to do. And we noticed in restaurants that iced tea was becoming very popular, but very inconsistent. Sometimes it was real weak, sometimes it was lukewarm, gave a bitter aftertaste, and we thought that there was maybe a market there. In reality, I tell people, we were standing under the apple tree wearing a catcher's mitt when the apple fell. We were just smart enough to catch it, because iced tea was just starting to catch on in this country.
And most people, if they have started a business and it didn't work, they would have said, right, that's enough. Let's just go ahead. Maybe I'm not cut out for it, and I'm meant to go work for someone. But who helped you along the way? Maybe who is your mentor?
You know, my mentor, who unfortunately just passed away just within the last few months, used to run a bunch of big companies. But he brought people together, and he mentored them in how to bring the best out in yourself and how to bring the best out in others. His theory, which we adopted, was your job as a leader is not to tell people what to do, but to help people perform better than they ever thought they could perform and to do things they never thought they could do. So I always surrounded myself with people that were better than I was and smarter than I was, because if I could do the job better than them, I shouldn't hire them. I only wanted to hire people that were better than me.
Excellent. Excellent advice. In fact, so let's talk about China Mist. You used merging tea brew technology. You created and you distributed the first ever gourmet fresh brewed iced tea for restaurants. Again, revolutionizing a whole industry. How long did it take for you and your partner to figure out, well, how to make the best iced tea?
So that was kind of fun. When we decided to go into the tea business, we each scraped together $300 and we bought 80 pounds of different kinds of tea, and we started blending them together. We kind of knew the flavor we wanted, but for the look, we poured a glass of wild turkey over ice, and we blended till we had an iced tea that looked like that, because we both liked bourbon and we thought that was the most beautiful color, clarity in the world.
I love it.
And to this day, our president still has a bottle of wild turkey in his office, and we make sure that every glass looks like that.
That's incredible. We have Dan Schweiker, the founder of China Mist. You can go to chinamist.com. You're listening to Eliance's. Eliance's Heroes, and be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community with me, David Kogan, at Eliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Now, you're also an attorney. You're a member in good standing of the Iowa State Bar Association. And yet, tell me about, though, college and then how things turned out for you to become a lawyer.
So I came from a family of attorneys. I never knew what I really wanted to do. I went to college in the late 60s, early 70s. It was kind of a tumultuous time on campuses. I went to the University of Iowa. It kept getting shut down during the Vietnam War. So I actually never graduated from college. I got within 3 hours and was kind of done with it, started working, applied for law school. They let me in on probation, assuming that they'd flunked me out. I fooled them on that. And they always thought that I would go back and finish my undergraduate degree. But, you know, by the time I got into law school, you know, back then, law school in Des Moines required 4 years of college. I'd had 5 years by that time. I thought I was overqualified. So I got in, and once I was in, I thought, I don't need to go back and finish it. So it's kind of funny. The university thought I was going to go back and finish. So they didn't realize I hadn't till it was time to graduate. So they should have technically given me a Bachelor of Law degree, but everybody else had a Doctor of Jurisprudence. They would have to print up a special diploma, and they weren't about to do that. So I got my JD degree, passed the bar exam, practiced law for a few years, decided it wasn't for me. I had three kinds of clients. They were either in jail, getting a divorce, or dead. And after a while, you liked the dead ones the best. You knew you were going to get paid, and they never called in the middle of the night.
I think you may be the only one on earth who has the law degree in the U.S. without have graduating undergrad. I mean, that's amazing.
Statute of limitations has run.
I love it. That's right. They can't take it away from you now.
Can't take it away now.
Oh, now on the tee, you know, you've won several, I mean, a ton of awards, Entrepreneur of the Year Award, Inc. Magazine Awards, just a tremendous amount of awards. Now, when you created it, and get this, folks, China Mist was created over 35 years ago.
1982.
Would you ever think that back then that one, that you, when launching this, that it would be around for so long? I mean, most businesses don't.
No, my partner and I were just trying to basically pay our bills, and we thought that our market was going to be Scottsdale, Arizona, the white tablecloth restaurants, and we thought we could make a living out of that. We had no idea that 34 years later, when we sold the company, that we have a huge distributor in Dubai that covers the whole Middle East, who we met when they owned a restaurant, a pizza restaurant at the old Borgata Shopping Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. We distribute all over Southeast Asia. We never realized it'd be a worldwide product, but we knew we had a good product and we knew we should run with it.
I mean, absolutely incredible. Let me ask you too, is that, you know, again, you're a disruptor. You've disrupted the entire tea industry having come out with this. What advice, though, do you have? Let's talk about a couple secrets that you could share with children that, hey, you know what? They want to start a business. They want to create something new. They want their business to go on and last through the years. What are a few of those secrets that maybe parents should be teaching their children or children should be knowing and learning now?
Number one is never give up. I don't care what business you have, you're going to run into roadblocks. You're going to run into obstacles. There's going to be times that you'll lay awake at night wondering how you're going to pay the bills the next day. You just have to have the faith to keep pushing through and keep doing it. And secondly, you need to find something that not everyone is doing. You want to find something where you can create a niche. Because if there's a niche, you're not going to have that many people in it. Look for a product that's got good profit margins. I mean, thank goodness tea has great profit margins. But you just want to find an idea and then just keep trying to perfect it. And never doubt yourself and never give up.
All right. With that, your favorite tea.
My favorite tea is our black currant iced tea. Love it.
Excellent. Well, after this interview, Dan, let's go ahead and let's go grab some. You've quenched your thirst for a better way to make iced tea in restaurants. You built your company by thinking out of the box. That's what a hero does. Dan Schweiker, ChinaMist.com, disrupting the entire tea industry, over 35 years in business. You could also go to Alliances.com with me, David Kogan, where we'll also have his contact information. That's ELIANCES.com, the place where entrepreneurs align.